T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Tuesday. Big issues, big guests. Craig Jarrett is just the go-to guy at Fox News for all matters of Russia, legal matters, and a whole array of other things. In fact, he has his new show. We'll talk with him about that. He's on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Hey, Greg, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the new show, too. You're going to be an even busier guy. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, we're starting off the launch of Fox Nation, which is a subscription service for people who want more of Fox. And the first one of the first programs that 'll air on the day of launch is an hour devoted to the Russia hoax, the book I wrote. And we sort of break it down and go through all of the different chapters and explain it to people in a way that hopefully is very understandable about how people at the Department of Justice and FBI abused their positions of power, cleared Hillary Clinton even though she committed crimes, and then set up a scheme to frame Donald Trump for things he didn't do.
That's going to be a busy hour. I think you need a 24-hour period to let people see it. And I commend the book because I think I know a good bit about it, not as much as you. You really have honed in on it. But with the book, it puts it all at my fingertips. Every part of all the players, all the moving parts, every objection that people might bring up that are still holding on to it, it's right there in one volume. It's the best out there.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so. Probably make a decent Christmas gift for those who are in.
Absolutely, yeah. Maybe for Thanksgiving dinner to be debating the Russian collusion. But how would you differentiate? With that being said, Greg, I've started to differentiate. I think it. If she did this, though, I object to it. Don't think it's a good move. The Ivanka Trump story today with her emails versus Mrs. Clinton.
Yeah, I think it's too early to know precisely what she did. It does not appear that there were any sensitive, classified, top-secret documents. Her attorney says, look, most of this stuff was just logistics. We're going to have a meeting at thus and such time. Once she was informed in her security briefing by the White House counsel that you need to, under the Presidential Records Act, maintain everything on a government account, and she immediately transferred everything to the government account. So, I mean, it was probably foolish, but she hadn't yet received her security briefing, so I suppose you can cut her a little slack.
It's not the same thing, too, at least we believe, even though early, that she would have the same level of lives at risk and all that that Mrs. Clinton did, or that Mrs. Clinton, I think the most telling thing to me, when people say she didn't know this was classified or not, telling staffers of one sort or another to remove the classified emblem, if you will, on there, that's pretty telling.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton set up a private, unauthorized, unsecured server. That's different than what Ivanka Trump had. And Hillary Clinton used all of her business for 4 years, including hundreds of classified documents on that private email server that could easily have been hacked into and likely was. So she, you know, James Comey, who is the real villain in all of this, stands in front of television cameras and says no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. He'd already brought half a dozen such cases for the exact same thing, but on a smaller scale than Hillary Clinton. She should have been charged with 110 felony counts representing the 110 classified documents he found on this unauthorized, unsecured server.
What do you make of, we hear rumblings, I'm in the camp that thinks Mueller, Greg, for a different reason other than partisanship or whatever, It makes him a main player the longer this goes on. You know, he goes back into private life, I guess. Right now, he's a focal point. I mean, that I don't see this ending anytime soon, do you, with the Mueller report?
Well, the betting money is that after the president's answers to some questions, none of which have to do with obstruction, and all have to do with collusion, which doesn't exist, you know, that he will wrap it up and file his report. So we'll wait and see. I would expect, if that's true, sometime in the next month or two. I mean, look, he's sent off packing a bunch of his staff not to return, so that's another indication that he's winding things down with a report. And then it remains to be seen what happens with the report. It'll be up to Matt Whitaker, the acting AG who now presides over the case, what to do with it. Surely it'll be given to Congress. How much of it will be given to the public? It's a little unclear. He could give a summary to the public. He could give all of it or none of it. So, you know, we'll wait and see. But, you know, I will say that we learned a lot a couple of months ago when Lisa Page, who was the top lawyer in the case, testified in deposition that the entire time the FBI had the case, they never found anything remotely related to collusion. And that's significant, Don, because that means when the FBI handed the case off to the special counsel, they had no evidence. And the regulation for appointment of special counsel says there has to be some evidence of a crime or you cannot appoint a special counsel. So that's exactly why no crime was stated in the appointment order for Robert Mueller. They didn't have any evidence of a crime.
No, it's very, very clear. But look, I'm glad it gave you the opportunity to write the Russia hoax, because it's more than just breaking it down. We get to see it's a lesson. That's what you're doing here about all these things and how they work. And sadly, I think it's a great pushback against, as we are right now, the FBI. I know that you share the idea that at many levels, the FBI has great people, but there was more than one. There were a significant number of people here who were just out of control and undermining our most basic liberties. And usually Democrats in the past would have been more appalled than Republicans by that.
You're absolutely right. You know, so many great people work at the FBI, but there were corrupt people at the top. And James Comey is the head of the class. I mean, this is a guy who was signing off on a warrant to spy an American citizen, the Trump campaign, without verifying any of the information. He perpetrated a fraud on the court. And then he stole government documents for the purpose of leaking them to the media to trigger his friend, his special counsel. I mean, talk about unscrupulous and unprincipled. And here's Comey out there peddling his book to make money and trying to perpetuate this image of moral purity when he is the exact opposite.
Exactly right. Hey, Greg, I really like, particularly when you're on with Sean, but your own show now. So when will people see this? What do they do with the new enterprise at Fox?
Well, you can go to foxnews.com and sign up for the subscription service. It's called Fox Nation. And, you know, this first show on the Russia hoax will be one of many that we'll be doing over the course of the next few months.
Good stuff, Greg. Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us today.
Tom, great talking to you as always.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.